the passage of life. The bird, however hard the frost may be, flies briskly to his customary roosting place, and, with beak tucked into his wing, falls asleep. He has no apprehensions, only the hot blood grows colder and colder, the pulse feebler as he sleeps, and, at midnight, or in the early morning, he drops from his perch, dead. Yesterday he lived and moved, responsive to 1,000 external influences, reflecting earth and sky in his small, brilliant brain, as in a looking glass. Also, he had a various language, the inherited knowledge of his race, and the faculty of flight, by means of which he could shoot, meteor-like, across the sky, and pass swiftly from place to place. And with it, such perfect control over all his organs, such marvelous certitude in all his motions, as to be able to drop himself plumb down from the tallest treetop, or out of the void air, onto a slender spray, and scarcely cause its leaves to tremble. Now, on this morning, he lies stiff and motionless. If you were to take him up and drop him from your hand, he would fall to the ground like a stone or a lump of clay. So easy and swift is the passage from life to death in wild nature. But he was never miserable.